My name is Chris Johnson, and sometimes I'm a helpful guy. I don't really want to be. I don't want to create the illusion that I'm somebody that fucking anybody can go to. You always hear descriptions of people like, man, that guy will give you the shirt off his back. You ain't getting the shirt off my fucking back. I've also never seen anybody give somebody the shirt off their back. Like, if I'm wearing a fucking shirt and I've been wearing it for a few hours, maybe get a little sweaty. I don't know what kind of fucking hygiene's got going on. I'm not wearing the shirt off anybody else's fucking back. You can go to your goddamn dresser and give me a fucking shirt. Don't give me the fucking one that you're wearing. What kind of fucking sick shit is this? But I just don't want to be seen as a guy that, like, if somebody's sitting around thinking like, man, we need some help with something, I got it. Let's go to Chris fucking Johnson. I can't have that happening. But, like, I will help. My buddy Gonzo was moving a couple years ago. He sent out the text, I'll fucking help you move, goddammit. But I like him, so, like, there was an easy choice. But a lot of times, people might ask you for something, and you might not like him very much. What do? Fucking tell you what I do. I try not to put myself in the situation where that's even possible. But, you know, I was working at the office store a couple years back. Jesus Christ, more than a couple years back now. Fuck. I worked at the office store after my divorce. I worked at a radio station. I didn't make a lot of money. My wife made a fucking lot more money than I did, at least fucking double. And then when she said, Chris Johnson, fuck you, I want a fucking divorce and moved out, I was like, shit, I'm up against it here fucking financially. I'm gonna have to pick up a fucking second job. So I picked up a job at a fucking office store. I actually kind of liked working at the office store because it reminded me of like jobs I had when I was a fucking kid. It reminded me of working like at a fast food restaurant. It reminded me of working at a fucking dining hall. Like when I got into radio, everybody in radio is in fucking radio. It's all specialization. They're all fucking reporters. They went to fucking school for journalism and communications and all that shit. I'm with a bunch of like-minded idiots. There's no flavor in there. You know what I mean? If you work at a fucking fast food place when you're a fucking kid, you don't know who the fuck you're gonna be with. It's just a fucking hodgepodge of maniacs. I liked that. The office store was kind of like that. Just a collection of random assholes. You got the old fucking jaded women who've been there for fucking 20 years. You got the fucking younger fucking manager, fucking old big rig and fucking professor dicking around in there. You got fucking young kids going to school and shit. It was awesome. I enjoyed that aspect of it. I stayed at the job for, I think, like 18 months before I got my fucking insurance job that I had to fucking take because, like, hey, motherfucker, do you want to do two jobs and work 6 days, 60 hours a week? Or do you want to make more than both those jobs combined and do just one job? It's a fucking easy decision, even though I fucking hated my life for 5 years when I was selling insurance. Although that insurance job got me my current insurance job now where I'm working from home, so I guess everything fucking works out. But anyway, at the fucking office store, one of our managers, I think, I don't know if she was a manager or not. They're like managers and assistants. Was she a fucking assistant? I don't know what the fuck she was. She like ran shifts. She ran shifts. She was younger, but like most people, they were fucking younger than my ass. And she like lived a couple miles down the road. And one day after a fucking shift, she's like, yo, my fucking car is busted. Can you give my ass a ride home? I was like, fuck yeah, I'll give you a fucking ride home. The ride home is usually dangerous because my first thought is, what the fuck are we going to talk about for the entire fucking ride? I'm always fucking terrified about that. Is it going to be fucking silent? Do I have to think of things to say? What's the expectation going to be? But in this case, it was literally like just like a couple miles. I can fucking talk to you for 5 minutes about bullshit. Because the weird thing about those employees, you like those employees. You probably got a lot of fond memories with employees of like, you know, office jobs or fucking fast food jobs or jobs that you did as a fucking server or whatever the fuck. Jobs that you did before whatever the fuck you're doing now. But really the only thing you have in common with those people is that you work in the same spot. It's just a weird collection of individuals, a motley fucking crew in the same spot. And you come together because you hate customers. Maybe you hate your boss. You hate that weird asshole who's always showing you pictures of her goddamn corgi. I've fucking seen him. I know he's got a fucking hat on. It's adorable. I don't give a shit. Stop showing me your fucking corgi. But anyway, the young fucking stoner wanted me to take her home. Old fucking Stoner McGee. He's like, I'll take you fucking around the block and drop your ass off. I knew exactly where the fuck I was going. So, you know, get in the fucking car. Shoot the shit probably about work for 5 fucking minutes, like I said. Drop her off at her fucking place. We're fucking done with it. Well, apparently, that caused fucking scandal. I got word next time she worked with my ass that, like, her boyfriend wasn't too fucking cool with the fact that I drove her home. Like, who the fuck is that guy? Chris Johnson? I fucking work with him. Why is he driving you home? I don't know, asshole. You tell me where the fuck am I driving her home. Where the fuck are you? You want to fucking drive her home or you want me to fucking leave her here? You want her to fucking walk? You piece of shit? I don't know what the fuck it is with like a certain class of dudes. These possessive assholes. Dude, your girlfriend works with me. She asked me for a fucking ride home. I said, cool. I gave her a fucking ride home. You know what we did during the ride? Jack shit. The whole thing took 5, maybe 10 fucking minutes, depending on the goddamn lights. I dropped her off. I said, hey, see you next shift. And that was fucking it. The fuck do you think we did? Fucking the back seat before I let her go upstairs? What a stupid fucking asshole. I remember being like, Well, what'd you fucking tell him? Well, I told him it wasn't that big deal. Like, you know, you're just a guy I work with. That's correct. I am just a guy you fucking work with. Is he that fucking dumb? Like, are you with a complete fucking moron? I remember, like, when I was fucking married, like, my ex, like, mentioned, like, people from work all the fucking time. I never got pissed. Oh, yeah, yeah, Mike did this. Like, who the fuck is Mike? I never pulled that fucking shit. Who the fuck is Chris Johnson? Why is Chris Johnson giving you a ride home? Because I don't want to fucking walk, asshole. I don't want to fucking walk. It's funny what sticks with you. Because this happened, I don't know, 7 years ago? I will always remember that. I will always remember this fucking asshole getting pissed because I fucking gave his girlfriend a ride home. He never fucking, like, addressed it with me. Like, he would come into work from time to time. I wouldn't fucking talk to him because I don't give a shit who this motherfucker is. You're dating somebody I work with. What do I care? Little did I know, he probably fucking secretly hated me. There's that guy again. There's that guy with the audacity to fucking give her a ride home when she asked. That's why I can't do things for people. That's why I gotta be more of a recluse. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays as a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Any podcasting site you want, Pandora, Spotify, I don't give two shits. Just listen to my ass. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline.